Yesterday, I attended a wedding. And for me, one of the sweetest aspects of it was just knowing that I was welcome there. You know, we're not always welcome at gatherings, not always welcome at certain tables. But I knew that I was welcome at that wedding celebration. We come to this table today, and you might wonder if you're welcome at this table. Maybe you feel tentative about coming because you've got secrets from this week. Maybe you slipped. Maybe you sipped. Maybe you sinned. And you lost hope about being able to lift up your face to the Father. You know, maybe you come and you feel really good about yourself, though. Maybe you're coming and you feel great about yourself, and you're coming in maybe looking down a bit on others, maybe feeling superior to others. I tell you, whether you're in the first state or the second state, we are beggars, and we are thieves. Jesus came to dine with beggars and thieves. He came to sit down with convicts and with adulterers. But you've got to own it. You've got to own it. You've got to admit that you've blown it. In this meal, we take bread. And as you take the bread, you're saying, Jesus, you are sinless and you are utterly unlike me. And in this supper, we're also taking wine. And you're saying, Jesus, take my sin and be utterly like me. When you take the supper, you're saying, Jesus lived as I ought to have lived, and Jesus became my sin carrier, my sin bearer. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he says, do this in remembrance of me. And we know spiritually, he feeds us as we do it. If you've come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to come and take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, we are very glad that you're here with us. And if you have questions as you explore Christianity, we'd love to talk to you more about it. You don't want to take this supper. It's only for people who say, Jesus is my righteousness. Jesus is my justification. It's only for those who are in this covenant, like a marriage with Jesus. But sit back, take it all in. We'd love to talk more about it. Now let's pray. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would come to us in this supper and that you would feed us. You started something in our lives. You initiated, and we are so glad for it. Lord, would you speed it along? Would you further your good work in us spiritually? And may you give us hope. Hope for things that for generations may have brought us great distress and fear and pain. And would you give us hope that you are the one who brought us into a new family, and you have changed the generations, and you show mercy unto thousands who love you. And so, Lord, come to us. And feed us on these emblems of your love. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.